When Carolyn died, she still had the same $2 bill that she and Raymond had first put away in her purse. I have that same $2 bill in my wallet today. I was told when Raymond died, he also still had one in his wallet. 2 weeks after Carolyn passed, I was playing with the Main Street Band at the Crazy Horse in Michigan. The band was performing in front of a packed house. We were in between two songs, and I was about to sing the second one. Ever so slightly, the crowd seemed to make a small way clear as a young man came directly to me on stage and asked,
"Are you Ronald Knaus?"
A little stunned, I gave him the only answer I could, and that was, "Yes." At that moment, I was totally focused on my job, and over 500 people were waiting for me to start. I was polite, but I still brushed him off as the band began to play the next song. Through all the noise in the room, I could hear him speak clearly. He leaned over the stage slightly and said,
"I am the one who saw your mother throw you out of the house in Greenville. I am the one who went over to the snowbank and picked you up. I am the one who took you to your family."
Fun in the snowbank happened 50 years ago. How could anybody remember that? If this person was a young man then he would be an older man by now. I was in my 50s, and this person was much younger than me. I wanted to talk to him after the set, but he walked back into the crowd and out of sight. All this happened in less than a minute. The Lord would not let me know this until a time passed when my anger could not lead me to sin by trying to hurt someone. It was easy for me to think this person could have been an angel that came to tell me it was all in God's plan, and he had more planned for me. God knew if I knew the truth before Carolyn passed, I would have made problems. But now I could only feel sorry for her because I knew what she must have been going through at the time, being a single parent and all alone. When Carolyn was a young mother, and at the time in the eyes of the public, the women folk of divorced families were looked down upon. They were primarily held responsible for the breakup of the family. Carolyn would have surely had to deal with this and all the questions people would ask her. She found herself alone with a small baby, and it was the end for her living in the house that Raymond built. She did what she had to do. She moved on. Thank you, Carolyn, for saving my marble bag, my sled, and the pictures of my generation. They are a way for me to share your open door to the past. If it were not for you being of the saving generation, I would not have much to write about. I understand now that you might not know what the Lord's will is for you until he decides to tell you. What we go through when we are young prepares us for what Jesus has planned for us before we were born. Then through a personal relationship with him, we obtain the knowledge on how to build a good spiritual foundation we can stand upon for a lifetime. I remember when I first went to California, I thought I knew it all. And now, the older I get, I know how much I do not know. I have learned that you cannot believe all of what you hear, only half of what you see, but all of the Lord when he is in your heart. Notes. Important text to be added to the storyline. Goals of the book. To encourage young people to seek out the Lord Jesus. Then to have a personal relationship with him. To tell a good story about history. To get readers interested in their own personal history. Then all history will become their history.
My dad never finished the book. He did not survive his third heart attack. He died on the way to the hospital. For 50 years, Dad played the music that he loved in more bands than I can count. He wrote over 200 original songs, a three-act rock opera, and he tried to write a history book for grade school children. As far as I know, he never made a dollar off his work, but his love for it made it more than worth it. He also wanted to, and did, leave so much behind for generations to come. Ronald L. Knaus, Jr.